First, it's Gordon's Observation Deck, brought to us by McDonald's and Man's Best Friend.
Thank you, Strong Half. Glad you're here today on this very special Christmas holiday show.
Is this the Christmas edition of our show?
No, it isn't, but this is a platinum edition of the Observation Deck. Ooh. This is premium content. You know, this is not that regular content that you get normally on the ticket. Well, okay, it's rejecting the password. We're just going to have to switch back to regular content. You guys hear about the Dan McDowell e-break?
Yes.
So, I guess they were talking with Mitch Gleiber.
The great Mitch Gleiber.
And Dan McDowell asked Mitch about his dad's reaction, Frank Gleiber, his dad's reaction to the death penalty at SMU. Frank Gleiber had passed away in 1985.
And pretty much everybody knows that in this town, right?
No, well, I didn't. Not carpetbaggers like Dan McDowell.
Okay, we've been told by management to de-emphasize that.
Frank Gleiber, only one of the most famous broadcasters in the history of the world, and certainly in these parts.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear how he got out of it afterwards, or if they acknowledged it or laughed about it.
Well, that was a sad day when Frank Gleiber passed away. He was a great announcer.
He had a buttery smooth voice.
Yeah. Great at golf, great on football, yeah. In the Cowboy games over the years. And we give Skip Bayless a hard time, but the column he wrote the day after Frank Gleiber's death was one of the best columns I've ever read. It was really well done.
I wonder if Frank read it. He saw it. Or
it was about his death, you idiot.
Oh. Well, I understand that Dan today is going to ask Mitch Gleiber if his dad saw the Pony Excess story, the 30 on 30.
I don't think he'll do that again.
Oh, you think he learned his lesson the first time?
I hope so.
There's a new iPhone app. It's a smartphone app. You can get it on various smartphones, not just iPhone. It's called Drive Me Crazy. It's developed by the guy who co-founded Shazam. You ever mess with that Shazam?
Mm-mm.
Thing. My kids do.
Man, that thing's magic. I don't know what kind of powers of Satan that it uses, but Shazam is an application that I have on my iPhone that if you're in a store or restaurant or elevator, wherever, and there's music playing, and you're like, well, what song is that? You just hold up your iPhone to it, and it takes a sample of the song, about 5 seconds, 5-10 seconds of it. And then it tells you the name of the song and tells you the album it's on and the artist and all that.
Pretty cool.
It's unbelievable
how to do it.
Because I've been in a loud Mexican restaurant before with, you know, the tin ceiling roof and all that, where noise just bouncing everywhere. And I'm like, God, what is that song? Well, I'll try it. No chance it'll work here, but I'll try it. And I'll be darned if it doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
How does it do that?
I don't know. It's great for that. I can't think of the name of that. Or, wow, I like this song. Who is this?
Yeah.
And then once you get it, you can put it right to your storage.
It's great. Anyway, that's the program Shazam, the app Shazam. But then the co-founder, the guy who founded Shazam, also has come out with this Drive Me Crazy. Now, this is a voice-activated app that encourages drivers to report bad behavior of other drivers. And all you have to do is just speak the license plate number into the program, and then it just starts. It has this huge database. It's going to be crowdsourced policing, vigilanteism on the roadways.
People can't handle this.
And it will automatically log that vehicle, license plate number, where the offense took place, and what that person did.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of tattletaling on people. There's going to be a lot of like, okay, I'm driving the speed limit. Some 16-year-old behind me is up on my rear bumper, and he's mad at me, so he reports me.
Yeah.
And the bad thing is this stuff is going to go straight to the DMV and straight to insurance companies. So you could have a bunch of bogus reports, people against you, and your rates go up.
That's a horrible idea.
How do they filter those bogus reports out? There's no way?
I don't know. But this guy is saying, hey, look, this is great. You know, we're crowdsourcing. We're basically big brothering each other. We're going to watch. But see, this is also concerning, too, because people can, like, say you don't want someone to know where you live, your coworkers or whatever, an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. Well, this, if you have a trail of offenses, you know, then, okay, well, here's the route that seems to happen every day. They're going right down here because it geotags where the offense takes place.
I get the feeling this will not hold up in court, and this will be done away with fairly quickly.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to go down to the garage and write down Gordon's license plate number.
And just report it at all times.
I'm going to dial in all week.
Well, a lot of people are going to do that. There's going to be so much monkey business with this thing. Well, it's not an official product in the sense of, like, the DMV is going to... This is not actionable stuff.
Right.
It's just a crowdsourced database.
Yeah.
But insurance companies may start looking at it. Drive Me Crazy, new app.
Speaking of Shazam, did you guys ever watch that show with Billy Batson and his mentor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved Shazam.
The Winnebago.
The Winnebago and him talking to the elders.
Yes.
That was great. Loved it. Hey, you know we did that story about...
Shazam.
Oh, I don't know if I have time to do this. We got a replay, don't we?
Yep, Chris, in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh! All right, I'm going to do this. This is difficult. Craigslist... oftentimes has very odd ads. There's one in Boston. It's been flagged now, and they were talking about pulling it down, but it appeared to be legit. It was in the casual encounters section when people want to hook up. Daughter with CP, woman for man, 19. I understand that this is not your typical ad, but please get in touch if you are trustworthy, reliable, and have serious interest. I'm posting this on behalf of my daughter. She is a 19-year-old with high-functioning cerebral palsy. For those of you who don't know the disease, it's a muscle control disorder. She's a perfectly intelligent young woman, but has trouble with simple muscle activities of walking and standing without assistance. She can talk, but has the occasional trouble enunciating. She's a pretty girl, and as corny as this sounds, her Christmas wish this year was to try something she was afraid she'd never get to.
Sex.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Her specific fantasy is a group G-bang encounter.
Oh, my God.
I understand that this is not at all your typical request, and I advise only the most open-minded to respond, but I've looked into this, and it's 100% legal. She's a consenting adult, and I have talked it over with her father. So please get in touch if you are interested or have any suggestions. I wish there was a better, safer venue for this, but I'm giving Craigslist a try. Hopefully there are some serious, respectful men out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Freak!
A mother posting this on behalf of her 19-year-old daughter.
That is so wrong.
Who has cerebral palsy.
And who wants a gang?
That's the part that that completely stops me.
Yeah.
That's the one where the car
slams. How could you possibly sign off on that as a mom?
Yeah, one-on-one, perhaps loving encounter. I can almost see that.
Okay.
This girl's never going to know the touch of a man otherwise, probably.
Right.
Okay, and I can
see that. The mother's concerned about that.
It's
still a strange Christmas gift to honor the Savior's birth by having out-of-marriage sex with a cerebral palsy girl.
But to include multiple men?
Yeah. Her specific fantasy. Why would the daughter tell the mother that that was her specific fantasy? Did you ever discuss your fantasies with your mom, George?
No.
Okay.
No one ever should.
Why is this girl talking with her mom about it?
Do you ever want to see your mom naked? Ever?
No. George is the answer to that.
No, of course not.
But this truly has to be the most amazing Craigslist ad I've ever seen.
Boy, no kidding.